الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are gathered here, mashallah, we all know, and we are speaking amongst ourselves for the Islahi Jalsa. And that is to make our Islah. And Islah is for all of us. First of all, me, myself. And it's a continuous process until Maut comes. Till then we have to make our Islah. Buzurganeddin have said, the minute a person is unmindful of his Islah, he can be a Shaykh and a Shaykhul Mashayikh. That is, he has got Murids, they have become Khalifas, and they got Murid also. They also got Khalifas. So he is Shaykhul Mashayikh, Shaykh of the Mashayikh. But if he himself becomes unmindful and literally, even for 1 minute, 1 second, unmindful of his own Islah, of his own correction, of his own matter to be correct with Allah Ta'ala, to ye muslih kya hoga, salih bhi nahi rahega. What does this mean? Muslih is one who makes other people's Islah. And Salih is to be pious yourself. So if you are unmindful of your Islah, such a person, and the ordinary person who is just then a Murid, or a person who is not even a Murid, ordinary Muslim, and all Muslims, whether they are on Deen, some people are not on deen, are far from deen. As we explained today, we explained that there are Muslims in the world also who even by name are not Muslims, but they are Muslims. We know they got some English name or some other name they have got, and all know them only by that name. But yet when he passes away, then no questions will be asked. He'll be given kafan, dafan, Muslim Qabristan, Janaza, Namaz, everything. So he is a Muslim. But outward, by name also, he is not a Muslim. Then so many are, by appearance you can't even stay. And as we talk amongst ourselves also, we see from his dressing, etc., from his way of life, you can't make out he's a Muslim also. So even those people, whoever, anyone who is not worried of his Islam, then that person is on the road of destruction. Every one of us, we have to be worried and constantly worried. And this Islahi Jalsa is just a reminder for us that we must be worried of our Islah. And our outward Islah also, and inward Islah also. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ, and give up zahiri guna, outward guna, which we all recognize as guna, and batina, and the inside guna also, which we ourselves, we don't even many times consider it. Outside guna, like womanizing, gambling, not performing namaz, all that we recognize as guna. But the inside guna, guna of pride, guna of doing things for name and fame, guna of jealousy, guna of wishing bad for some other people, and if some harm comes to anyone, and he's a person who you don't like, and you feel happy about it, when we don't take these as guna also. Greed, stinginess, all batini, which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum Jazawumullah Khair has written and translated also, mashallah. It has been translated that all islahi akhlaq, all these gunas also. So we have to be continuously worried about that. That is what is what makes our islah. And mashayikh, ulama have also written that if a person is not worried of his islah and he's got position, his people respect him, people honor him, but his islah is not made, then this person, ye jo apne aap ko mustaqil bi zaat samajhta hai, that I'm in a position, I'm a alim, I'm a sheikh, I've got this position, I've got that position, etc. So I've got some position. Jo apne aap ko mustaqil, and people must listen to me. People, what I say, though we don't say it openly in that words, but when people don't listen to us, we have a problem with them. People must follow what we say. We are the only ones who are right. Or I know that I am right. So, jo mustaqil apne aap ko mustaqil bi zaat samajhta hai, wo mustaqil bad zaat hota hai. That person who thinks like that, that ana wala ghairi, and baatinahu, the inside of it is, he won't say that I am the one. And the thought also won't come to him that am I on the right or am I on the wrong. And he thinks that all must listen to me. A person who is in that position, he's not mustaqil bi zaat, he's mustaqil bad zaat. He's an evil person. He's a person who dhallu wa adhallu. He has gone astray and he makes others also go astray. So all that is for what we are gathered here. Not here just for we meeting once a year, or we are having mashallah the Ash'ar, and really Hazrat Ash'ar as Maulana Muhammad Rafiq Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, he chose the Ash'ar of our Shaykh, and that Hazrat we heard from our friends and in the gatherings of Hazrat, that Hazrat at one time went out far away in the jungle leaving all the comfort and the pleasure of the city life, and where there was some construction taking place, and these long, huge, round tubes, pipes, there were. And in there they slept at night in the hot summer day, and there they were making the zikr of Allah. And it gives you some vague idea of what the qabr will be. And everyone will go to his own qabr. Presently, where Muslims are subject to so much of torture and so much of harm, even there, whoever passes away, inshallah, on martyrdom, on shahadat, but everyone goes to his own qabr. Sometimes it happens, we had one case also, where husband and wife passed away together in a motor car accident. But each one goes to his own qabr. And the qabr's life will be ila yawmi yub'asoon. How long will that be? Allah save me, save us all. And we all know of cases in this dunya where people are going through difficulty, hardship, and for years now, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, we say how long? And the qabr how long? Till the day of Qiyamah. And here in this dunya, we still got people around us. In most cases, family people. May Allah make it easy for all people. But in the qabr, it will be we and our a'mal. The malaika will be there. And whatever actions we have done, it will be according to that. And the day of Qiyamah, where we will be in front of everyone, but yet we'll be with no one. Nobody will be with us. We won't be with anyone. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. And Allah chose those that are the most closest to you. You'll be running away from them. They will be running away from you. You will be running away from them. And without any fear of contradiction, nobody of us doubts that I'm going the same route. Nobody has got a doubt that I'm not going to die. Or if I die, then I'm not going to be facing those consequences in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah make it very, very easy for us. So that is that concern that we should be having. So in this ayat-e kareema, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَفْسِيُمْ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And we see the great qudrat in how Allah created this body of ours. His body is created from sand. As Allah explains, خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. That Allah created you from sand. And there is great detail in it. The food that we eat, or what the food which our parents ate, that food is grew from the ground. Whether it's the mutton, whether it's the chicken, whether it's the mealies, whether it's the flour that we eat, etc. All of it. And Allah Ta'ala, by His great qudrat, absolute qudrat, He made food to come out from there. And one beautiful dua Allah may give us all tawfiq to read when we are eating, in which this reality should come to our minds. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha aw hadha ta'am wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. Let Allah, all praise is due to Allah. Allah give us tawfiq to read it when we are eating. Who gave me this food to eat without any effort of mine. Even if we cooked it ourselves, even if we grew that chicken, we grew that goat, that sheep, we slaughtered it, but really the doer is only Allah Ta'ala, who gave us that knowledge of how to grow that, who gave us the strength of growing that. All is only from Allah Ta'ala. So this complete tawheed, no shirk in the Zat of Allah. Complete tawheed, Allah alone is the doer. So Allah Ta'ala is the one who created us and all the food. So this body anyway, and then how balanced Allah Ta'ala created this body. This body in eventually after all, lot of details. Allah Ta'ala created this body from material things, things of this dunya. So the body naturally inclines to dunya's things, towards the comfort, ease, pleasure of this dunya. And that is every person. A person becomes rich or he remains poor all by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, every person will wish to be rich. But every person doesn't become rich. It is by the will of Allah Ta'ala. So, the body of the rich person and the body of the poor person all incline towards dunya, comforts, enjoyments of dunya. Our ease, we eat well, we sleep well, we have a good home, etc. All that comfort. And then eventually it happens that a person gives preference to this, to the dunya. And then the test comes now, and the ruh is the driving force in the body. The body is not the real object. The actual driving force is the ruh, and that came from Allah Ta'ala. But when the body overtakes and controls the ruh, and now we don't do things for akhirah, for the pleasure of Allah. Either we don't do it at all, or we do it, but our niyat is not correct. Through that, and Allah protect and forgive me, forgive us all. How many times we will use, which comes in the Hadith Sharif, people use amal of akhirah for the sake of dunya. And he sells his religion for a small price. He uses deen, but hidden away inside him is his object is dunya. That's how my dunya must be made. I will talk about deen, I will practice according to deen, but really inside all that is to make my dunya. So this Islahi Jalsa is to find that thief which is within us. And then to try and correct that. Not just to carry on happily outwardly that I am on deen, my outward appearance is on deen, I am practicing on deen, but really inside that worry, that concern, this occasion of the Islahi Jalsa and any Islahi Majlis, kitabs which our Buzurgs write, and reminders which our elders give us, all that is to bring about this reality. So Allah Ta'ala Himself says in the Quran Sharif, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, that we made ilham. One is wahi, which comes to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And one is ilham, which Allah puts in the heart of any person, even in animals. Allah puts in their heart certain things. So Allah says, we put in their hearts, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. And Allah mentions fujur first, desires of wrong and guna. And after that, taqwa, the right also Allah has put. And we find ourselves on many occasions in a dilemma that this is right, this is wrong. What must I do? Must I do things in order to please my nafs? Must I do things for the moment now, what I think at this moment is the right thing I must do? Or must I do the right thing? Must I do according to what is going to help me in the qabr and the akhirah? Or must I do things that now, how can I solve my problem? So that dilemma a person faces, every one of us faces all the time. Now, to make the right decision and to do the correct action, that is what is called as tazkiyah. That is why we are here. That at that time, we make the right decision. And at the same time, we do the correct actions also. So we are faced with that all the time. Our nafs will desire love of this dunya. And every one of us can consider himself. Who is it who doesn't want a nice house? And whatever house I got, the same house must be better, or I must get a better house. My vehicle. In fact, in the Quran Sharif, in the 12th Supara, Allah Ta'ala says, Man kana yuridu al-hayat al-dunya wa zinataha. A person whose intention is this dunya. And then not only the dunya, but the beauty of dunya. Nuwaffi ilayhim a'malum fiha. Whatever they do, outwardly good also, we give them there. Nuwaffi ilayhim a'malum fiha, wa hum fiha la yubkhasun. They won't be deprived of everything. They won't be shortchanged in any way. For who is this? For those people who desire this dunya and the zenith, the beauty of this dunya. Now, I myself have to check myself that my desire, I'm a Muslim, alhamdulillah. I believe in akhirat, I believe in qabr. I believe in Allah Ta'ala, but I have to check myself that isn't my desire also this dunya and the beauty of dunya. The beauty of dunya, which are common, alhamdulillah, may Allah reward all our friends, the various bayans, very, very good, very important bayans who have been made from Jummah on Friday till today, all the different for the youth, for everyone, and all the various aspects have been discussed in there. So, in that, who of us is there who doesn't desire our nafs, doesn't incline more towards the dunya? Who of us have made that mujahada, which like in the ash'ar of this morning, by Maulana Rafiq Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, that we take out that little mujahada, and we go out. And the Emir of Zambia, Haji Nomani Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. There are many other great people in various fields, but just what comes to my mind now, he should give his annual chilla in Jamaat and spend it with the local brothers. We normally, when we give our chilla, or even 3 days or anything, we choose our friends. And we go with our friends, and our time passes well. With other strangers, or others whose islah is still not made tarbiyat, first time they're going in jamaat. Who is prepared really to go with such a jamaat? Very few. Usually we go with who our time can be spent well. He should spend it with the local brothers and in their local environment, under the trees, sleeping under the trees in the hot, hot sun. cold, cold nights and eat their food, their shima, milimil, what they eat, he should eat that. Now to spend 40 days like that, for us to spend 4 minutes like that, so how much are we the slaves of our nafs? And this is the requirement. This is what we call that islah, that we don't give preference to this nafs of ours. We give preference to the ruh. And the ruh has come from Allah Ta'ala. So the ruh inclines towards Allah Ta'ala. The ruh doesn't incline to things of dunya. It aspires for the jannat, ni'mat, two particular qualities of them. Nobody can compare. Nothing can compare with the ni'mat of jannat. One is that it is everlasting. No ni'mat of dunya have we got even a hope it's going to last for a minute. Even if it lasts for 10 years, our health, our money, our car, but we haven't, it can, but the next moment the car can meet up in an accident. You can get hijacked. They can steal your car. Yeah. Your house, one electrical short, Allah save us, and a big mansion is brought down into ashes. So you got no hope. Jannat, no fear of that. It is forever and ever and ever. Dunya's enjoyments that we have, which we call ni'mat, Allah has given me so many ni'mat. But they are all plagued with all fears. You don't express it, but it is in the back of your mind. You're going for a holiday. You even give out sadaqah because you fear that holiday can change and become a tragedy. And we know it happens every year, especially what is called the festive season in December. And special statistics, records are kept of the amount of accidents that take place. People who become paralyzed, people who die and lose their lives. How many things like this keep on happening all the time? Jannat, absolutely no fear of that. The enjoyments are much, much more superior than dunya's enjoyments. And it is forever and ever. So the nafs, the ruh, inclines towards that all the time. And there is this fight between the nafs and the ruh all the time. And who wins? Whether you're going to work for that akhirat? And this was the pleasure of Allah, which I discussed very, very, very briefly in Jannat form. And khuda nakhasta, may Allah save us all. And we have to see what our condition is. If it's not that, then the torches of Jahannam, they are also forever. And the suffering is much more worse than all the suffering of this world also. And it is forever and ever. And it isn't sufficient to have a label, I'm a Muslim. Allah Ta'ala says clearly in the Quran Sharif, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. The Bedouins, they said that we have brought Iman. Allah the All-Knowing, they have brought Iman. They came, they say. And in sincerity they said it also. But Allah declares immediately on that, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. You didn't, وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. We have now entered into the field. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And when Iman will have entered in your heart, then you can say that I have become a mu'min. As mashallah, all the talks, many talks were given, when that comes into the heart, this morning Mufti Nazir Minti Sahib, the Ahmad Barakatum, also explained that when that is in the heart and your passion to study, to desire to be in deen, etc., when all that, and it can go out also anytime. So, to have that, so our labor alone is not enough. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu. O you who believe, believe. It's a famous saying in Arabic, in the studies, that tahsil hasil haram, is mahar. That what you have already and get it, it's impossible. You got it, it's there already. So Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, which means you have got iman. And then Allah is saying, aminu, bring iman. So if you got iman, how can you still bring iman? It's an example of which normally we are all involved in converting the converted. Those who think like us, those who are like us, we are making effort on them to convert them. But they are already converted. One is to give them conviction. So here also Allah says, bring the reality of iman. Not just the outward words of iman, but bring the reality of iman into your life. So this is what we have to make efforts on. This is what we call this islah. Not to take ourselves for granted. And we are, many times it happens, we also say, give da'wat to the islahi jalsa. And in da'wat is included that we are all right, we are telling others now. Or we say we went, we gave da'wat towards the islahi jalsa. So we are all right, but the others, we are giving them da'wat, that they must come to the islahi jalsa. They can hear and their ears can open and they can also find out what is islah. But me, myself, it happens easily that I forget myself. So this nafs is a terrible dushman. Allah Ta'ala warns us, nafs and shaitan are two terrible enemies. And with regard, فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. So we got one enemy, which is our nafs. And he is the inside enemy. And one outside enemy we got, which is shaitan. And shaitan also, he has how many places in the Quran, in different words, Allah has explained, where he has taken an oath that I will mislead the people. I will come from the right, from the left, from all sides. And in all different ways, shaitan has vowed that he is going to make effort to take people towards Jahannam. One is whole life he makes effort also. And the other is at the time of maut, he makes the biggest effort. And he gets extremely upset when a person passes away with iman. And he scolds all his subordinates who work for him. When somebody passed away with iman, and the famous, there are many others also, but famous which we all have heard time and again about Ahmad ibn Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, that right at the time of maut, he was trying to mislead him. And outwardly, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was saying, not yet, not yet. So his sons, his family people said, we are reminding you of kalima. And instead of reading kalima, you are saying, not yet, not yet. So he says, I was addressing shaitan. Then shaitan said, oh Ahmad, you are gone out of my clutches. You have saved yourself. And I am saying, not yet. That is till the last breath doesn't come out. We are ordinary weak people. Inshallah, Allah's fadl and karam, we won't be given such heavy tests. They were people of high position and they're going to get high position. We are ordinary people. Our test will also be much lighter. And there are many other Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Ali, who is a great mufassir also, Tafsir Kabir. And he has written great, great philosophical explanations of our Imaniyat also. And he has explained the existence of Allah. And he has written 100 proofs of the existence of Allah Ta'ala. But at the time of his mort, Shaitan came and broke every proof of his. Shaitan has been given that knowledge which ulama also don't have. He knows he was an alim also. He was an arif also. He knew Allah Ta'ala so well that even when Allah is very angry, at that time also, Allah's anger doesn't control Allah. And he made dua at that time, Anzirni ila yawmi yub'athun. Give me time till the day of Qiyamah. Such a long life. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair said, here he said, instead of Anzirni, the same words, Unzur ilayya. Have mercy on me, I made a mistake. His work should have been done. So we have to seek the pleasure of Allah, that have mercy upon us. We are sinful. And in that, while we are on that subject, never ever lose hope of the mercy of Allah. No matter what gunas we have committed, no matter what gunas we are involved in, but all the time have mercy, have nazar, have hope of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, I deal with my servants as they think of me. So I have good thoughts of Allah Ta'ala. Another thing very, very, very important is that keep on making tawbah and istighfar. Never have this that now I'm all right. That whatever I have done, seek the forgiveness. Allah's door, Allah's great mercies are channeled towards that person who seeks forgiveness all the time. And he begs for forgiveness. He doesn't take himself for granted at all. In that, let me think, how much do I make istighfar? And how much do I have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? So that should be continuous. And the other thing is very important also, which today is a big fitna also. And many people ask about it also, that there are many versions of deen also. So which version must I follow? Some people propagate that some people make deen very difficult. And some people, in the whole world there are people, they say that what so-and-so teaches deen, etc., is very hard. And how we teach you deen is easy. So it's not a matter of following a hard, strict deen or a easy deen, comfortable deen. It's a matter of following the correct deen. Which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. We should be very, very concerned also that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, and we have heard this also many times, that the Bani Israel, the people of the book, they were divided into 72 sects. My ummah will be divided into 73 sects. And of the 73, one will be Naji, who will gain salvation. And the other 72 will be on the wrong track. On the wrong track. So I must be worried whether I'm amongst those that. And then the Sahaba, who were the greatest, they immediately asked, who is that one sect? And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. That which I am on and my Sahaba are on. So am I on that track which leads towards the Sahaba, which leads towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which commonly is referred to as the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That is, those people who follow the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those people who follow the Jama'ah to Sahaba, the way of the Sahaba. Now, nobody can follow that perfectly. And especially in the times that we are living. But be on that track. That is my object. That is my life. Don't, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, speaking to the ulama, he said that no matter how much you try and make a haram halal, it doesn't become halal. As long as you accept it as haram, you are not out of the fold of Islam. And you make tawbah istighfar, there is great hope of your tawbah being accepted, that Allah forgive you. In any case, your iman will be safe. So don't opt for another type of Islam, for a more easier, what I think this is easy Islam. How so-and-so promotes Islam is a easy, is a practical way. Don't look for that. Look for an istafti qalbi fa innahu khairul mufti. Ask your heart. Your heart will tell you which is the correct way. Who to associate with, etc. These are all very, very important and pertinent things in this time. So anyway, and Shaitan also is making great effort. But who led Shaitan astray? There wasn't another Shaitan. It was his nafs. And the prime cause of him going astray was this pride. Ana khayrun minhu. So where Shaitan was an alim also, arif also, and he was a abid also. But he wasn't an ashiq of Allah. The love of Allah. To seek the love, which also, mashallah, ulama have explained that how the love of Allah Ta'ala is and how to acquire it. So we have to now, this Islahi Jalsa, and the object of coming and being associated and being connected with the Khanqa is that we worry about our Islah. And we worry about part of Islah also is when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the whole ummah is like one body. If one part of the body suffers any difficulty, pain, the rest of the body aids it in dua, in feeling, whatever. Or the whole body goes, fever overtakes the whole body. So like that, the ummah, we know what is happening in the ummah. And nobody is unmindful of that. What is my response to that? My food that I eat, forget having a full meal, or even just sufficient to keep us going. How many wrong things aren't we eating? And how many things aren't we consuming, which is actually aiding and helping to destroy those people who are suffering? How many of us, we can't give up our fizzy drinks, our cold drinks, whichever brand it might be. We just can't seem to give it up. And those supporting them, we are supporting the destruction of our Muslim brothers. So how much mustn't we be worried about that? How much mustn't I be changing my life, at least towards somewhat simple life? Otherwise, without realizing it, we have come in a very fancy life. Gee, And in that ayah, just to complete it, man kana yuridu al-hayata dunya wa zinataha nuwaffi ilayhim a'malum fiha wa hum fiha la yubkhasun. Ulaika laysa lahum fil akhirati illa an-nar. Wa habita ma sana'u wa batilum ma kanu ya'malun. In the akhirat, Allah wants there will be nothing for them but the fire. And what they had done will be all batil. It comes in the Quran Sharif. Amal, Allah protect us all. Protect me, protect us all. The good deeds they did also, but they did it also for dunya's sake. It will become haba mansura. It will just fly away in the wind. For that, very, very important that always read the certain du'as at the end of our a'mal. Like, for example, جِئْنَا بِبِذَاتٍ مُزْجَاتٍ فَأُوْفِي لَنَا الْكَيْلِ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا. Say that what the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam said, we came with some money, and which is like fake money, and very little also. But you be kind to us. What we have presented to you, O Allah, is like nothing. What can we present? You make fazal on us. And read Durood Sharif. Any Durood. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan bima huwa ahlu. By Durood Sharif is accepted 100% by Allah. And on what it is recited, that is also accepted by Allah. Then read the dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim. The word taqabbal has got that it is takalluf, that it is not worthy of acceptance, whatever I have done. Read it once a day for the whole day's amal, and make niyat for our whole life's amal also. That whatever we have done is not worthy of acceptance. You, out of your fadl and karam, you accept it. Taqabbal minna. Innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna. And make us maaf all our errors in our intentions, the inside hidden gunas, make us maaf. Ma sha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi, Ma'ariful Quran, right? Whatever amal you read this dua on, or any ni'mat of yours, even dunya's ni'mat, your house, your car, your family, or your deen, that it won't be taken away from you. If you read this, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, that ni'mat of yours, Allah will keep it with you. Your good health Allah gave you, whatever ni'mat. MashaAllah, quwwata. Alhamdulillahilladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. All praise is due to Allah, by His ni'mat, I managed to do whatever outwardly good I did. Don't ascribe it to yourself. The world can praise you. You read this dua, you will immediately, Ya Allah, it's only your fadl. And you covered my faults, my Allah. You didn't expose me. You covered my faults. And subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik is a dua of kafara majlis. Any gathering that we had and anything wrong we said, by the barakat of this dua, all the wrong is removed. And all the right is left in there. And in fact Allah changes the wrong into right. When a person reads Quran Sharif also seriously, sincerely, and he makes mistakes also, Allah appoints an angel to correct the mistakes. And the correct is then sent by Allah Ta'ala. So merciful is Allah. So by the barakat of this dua. And the other is, a seal is put on that amal on which this dua was read. And those amal will be exclusive for you on the day of Qiyamah. And then, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yusifun, wa Salamun Alal Mursaleen, walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. on which this dua is read, the smallest amal it can be, Allah will make it so big that the normal scale on the day of Qiyamah will be too small to measure it. Bigger scale will have to be brought to measure it. So Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, what the Muslims are going through, what is my responsibility? What is my duty? What should I be doing? If we can't give up our basics, we can't give up our luxuries, at least give up all doubtful things. At least give up all haram things. Dua we must make. Each one of us ask ourselves also, how much dua do we make for the Muslims who are suffering in the world? How much are we concerned about their plight, what they are going through? How much are we concerned about it? How much does it bother me? Do I get the thought of it also or not? So, think about that. And especially those things which I'm consuming in my life and which is harming them. I must try and give that up at least. And there are so many things which are things which you are helpless, you can't do without. There is no other alternative. Like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that we go to the lands of the kuffar for da'wah tabligh, they used to go. And we don't find any utensils, but the utensils what they use for their wine, for their pig, etc. What must we do in such a case? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, avoid it as much as you can. And if you have to, wash it thoroughly. So when we have to, then with an unhappy heart, and with all the precautions which Tariyat has given, that is not in our case where we have got so much of. We are living in ease and comfort. It doesn't really apply to us. It applies to that if we go for da'wah to such places. And we are in such. Not when we go into their hotels and their resorts. And we go voluntarily. And we enjoy all the haram things. And then we use this hadith for that. Now that is in a case where a person is helpless. And for the sake of deen he went. So Allah Ta'ala give us proper understanding of deen. So anyway, to be very concerned with the condition of the Muslims and what I can do and what I can dua at least. Today the only dua that perhaps we make is in the Fajr Namaz when the Imam makes dua, Qunut and Nazila. And that also, the women folk are normally deprived of that also. And we also, how much have we taken the trouble to understand that dua? And time goes so fast and so quick. What about, very, very important, our dua-i qunut, which we read in Witr Namaz. Who of us thinks of the meaning of that dua? وَنَتْرُكُ وَنَفْجُرُ وَنَتْرُكُ وَنَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكُ. And we've got nothing to do. We separate from those people who disobey you. And my own life, what am I doing? I'm reading that in the dua. But my own life, how much am I associating, socializing with them? And the dua is, and the whole dua, and every day we must read dua-i qunut. Witr, وَلَا تَتْرُكُهُ فِي أَيِّ لَيْلَةٍ. Don't leave your dua, witr namaz, any night. And there is a dua of witr namaz. But normally we read this dua also just like in the flash of lightning. And we don't pay any attention to what the meaning is. So anyway, may Allah Ta'ala make us realize our responsibilities and our worry for the ummah. And the bay'at is not a formality also. And it is not the object also, it is sunnat. The Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, for various reasons and on various occasions became bad. Anyway, it's an established sunnat. But the faraz is islah. Becoming bad and not worrying of our islah is defeating the object. And not becoming bad, but being concerned of our islah, that is what is required. Our islah is required. And islah is as-sa'idu maw'idha li ghayri. He takes advice. When something happens to somebody else, he takes advice. And when it happens to yourself, how much more shouldn't you be? So we should be concerned of our islah all the time. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us concerned and make our islah and change our life. On that, we have to speak a bit more on zikr also, which we referred to briefly last night. At least 100 times la ilaha illallah and 100 times Allah. And then the third kalima. A person who is really concerned of his zikr will make his, of his islah, will make his zikr regularly. And then to have the company of the pious. Even if you are far, but you can have the company. Your thoughts are there. So, now at this age, it's not easy to maintain all islahi relationships. So whoever feels comfortable with any of any other, the khulafa, any other Allah wala, make your islah with them. We'll do the bay'at for barakat, but make your islah through them and take advice from them and carry on with our islah, which is the most important. And after that, we'll have dua, inshallah. And then namaz will take place. But the main thing is, let us worry of our islah. And in the correct sense of the word, not just happy that we are in the Khanqah, so our islah is made automatically, but in reality, how much am I worried about my islah and about the condition of the ummah? What is happening in the ummah? And what am I doing about that? What is my worry about that? Am I just turning a deaf ear, a blind eye, and I know clearly what horrible things are happening? And am I still just living in my luxury and my comfort and my wastage, extravagance? Or am I at least becoming conscious, at least with dua, at least to stand in solidarity with them? How much we can do? Conditions like this came on the ummah before also. In the time of Hazrat Usman radiallahu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu, then Karbala, the invasion of Baghdad by the Tataris. What happened in gee, just mentioned this time is this when one of the previous prime ministers of Israel, they sent the Palestinians out of Israel to another country. He told them one thing. He said that you are sending you out, but you will come back and this land is yours. You will inherit it. But it will be when your masjids will be full at Fajr, how they are full at Jummah time. When deen will be in a Muslim, then Allah's help will be. Today, how much of us deen is in our lives? If we gave da'wat for Islahi Jalsa, alhamdulillah. But for Fajr, who gives da'wat? There are a few people who phone others and remind them of Fajr also. But Fajr, what's our crowd in the masjid compared to Jummah? Some countries, they have to have 2-3 Jummahs to accommodate the people. And Fajr, the masjid is 3/4 empty. More than that, it is empty. So how much of deen? This is just the outward of deen, not the reality also.